First off, this is ultimately disappointing for our football team today. I really felt coming into this contest we were going to play more competitively, but that wasn't the case. You've got to give a lot of credit to Oklahoma State. They did an excellent job, especially in the first half. And can I get a glass of water if you get a chance, or a bottle of water? But it was just really tough. We had some opportunities early, and we didn't capitalize, and it kind of it took the momentum, and it snowballed from there early. So there's not really much to say. We're just disappointed right now. The best thing we can do as a team is to collectively get back to work as soon as we can and get our preparation for Texas A&M. Thank you.
Bill, do you feel like this game puts you on a hot seat and that you'll be coaching for your job tomorrow?
I'm not worried about that. I'm just coaching for these kids, and that's why I got into this, is to help these kids. I just feel terrible for these players. It just hurts to watch these kids hurt, and that's why we get in. I'm not worried about my job. I'm just going to do the best I can, and whatever happens, happens. You know, I don't think you can coach in fear or coach like you're scared of something. I've never coached like that in my life. I've been in this business for 30 years, and I sure as hell ain't going to start right now, that's for sure.
Do you think you lost this team to a certain extent?
I don't think so. I thought the way they came back in the second half, Steve, was pretty indicative of their efforts. I thought that they came back and competed. We thought we ran the ball better. We were getting a rhythm there in the second half. I thought we came up on the short end in some short yard situations throughout the day. But aside from that, I really feel bad for these players. They're great kids. They work hard. And I just want to produce a better result. That's the bottom line.
Well, let's see what a 17-0 from your team.
Well, we just want to be patient in the respect that, you know, I sense that the kids are a little tense. They're nervous. We got into our first third down situation, and, you know, we drop a ball. You know, I saw us commit a penalty on a first down, push us back. I saw some things that were uncharacteristic of our play, especially the penalties in the first half, first quarter. So that had a real effect. I was concerned at that point that our guys were pressing a little bit, and they were a little tense, and I just wanted to calm them down and be patient. That's why we're trying to run the ball. And the early downs especially.
Can you guys win a game if your defense keeps playing like it has last game?
We got to do the best we can. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to win a football game. And that's certainly not how we want to play. It's not how we go out and coach and practice and coach our players. That's not it at all. It's just unfortunate that, again, yeah, it's hard to hold a gap. It's hard to to defend a lot of things that are going on right now. And our players are trying. They're certainly trying. But, again, it's just not enough. We make some plays, and we get a team backed up in third and long situations, and they convert on these screen play or shovel play, whatever it may be. So that's really disappointing.
So what do you see in practice that's different than what we're seeing on the field on game day, though?
I think our players have good intensity. We match up best on best throughout the week. We played a lot of snaps in the last few weeks, so I wanted to make sure that they were fresh coming into this game. I want to make sure our defense was fresh in terms of snaps that they've done, that they've seen. So we try to freshen them up this week, and you know, we still had our normal contact and our normal collision drills and techniques and that kind of thing. But, you know, you got to go back to the blackboard and just keep grinding them out and keep helping them and show them where they're doing great things and where they can really improve. There's no other way to coach. There's no other way right now to get out of this. And that's what we're going to do. Just go back to work and try to do the best we can.
Of course, the defense has taken a lot of heat, but were you surprised with the offense and lack of production in the first half?
I thought early our offense couldn't get in a rhythm. We were out of sync. It just didn't feel right. We couldn't get to the plays we wanted to get to. And that was frustrating. You know, we couldn't make some conversions when we had an opportunity. So, again, disappointing. Really, really disappointing in that regard.
Have some teams figured some things out with this offense? The last couple of weeks have been pretty tough to get a consistent flow.
Well, I thought we ran the ball better today. I liked our younger backs. I thought they contributed. We went in with a plan to feature them, so it was good to see that come to fruition. Castile's going to be a good player. Hayden's a good player. They're good compliments to Marlon. And we just wanted to feature those guys a little bit more. They've worked hard. And we think they bring a lot to our offense. I think you can see the power that Castile runs with, you know, the elusiveness and speed and quickness that Halu has. So we wanted to feature those guys and have them contribute a little bit more. So we did run the ball by committee today. That was a goal of mine going into the game.
So does this team need to find some playmakers?
We have playmakers. We just need to make the plays. But we have playmakers. And again, it's just, you know, we're in situations where we're third and short, and I don't know how many we had today, to be honest with you, but it felt like at least four or five where we were, you know, in manageable situations on third down and we didn't convert. But that's the most frustrating thing as a coach, when you're in those situations and you don't make those, you know, convert those first and tens, because they add up. And if you turn the ball back, you know, into a defense, you know, you're not holding or defending well, it just puts a little bit more on your offense. So we just try to complement our defense today, try to balance it the best we could.
Bill, how do you explain the last 2 weeks to Harvey Perlman's issues?
Well, I think that more or less, you know, we've tried hard putting a package together where our players could be prepared and perform, and it didn't happen. It's just very disappointing. And that goes for the fans. I think everybody's included in this answer to this question. We're all disappointed. And no one's more disappointed than our players and our coaching staff. We really did. We really hurt that.
Is there any reason to believe you can fix it?
Yeah, you know, there's always hope. And, you know, it starts again tomorrow and goes through the week in our preparation for A&M, because no one's going to feel sorry for us. We've got to go back and fix it to the best of our ability and go back on the field and compete next Saturday against A&M.
Obviously, we can ask Kostrom this, but what are you seeing from the defense in terms of lack of execution and possibly lack of effort that's leading to the performances that they've had the last 4 or 5 weeks?
You know, it's a combination of things. I don't know that you can just put your finger on just one thing, because there's a lot of good football players over there that are doing what you're asking. I just seem to feel like we're not doing it collectively. And I don't know. This is a strange game. It happens. You know, sometimes you get hot, and sometimes when you know you're trying to get out of that slump, you know, you just keep trying to work yourself out of it. And we're right there right now. We're trying to get out of it. That's an honest assessment. I mean, there's a lot of things, but you know, there's a lot of players giving good effort to that. I don't want to dismiss that.
Can you trace that slump to any point, for instance, maybe to the USC game, take more out of this team?
No. I honestly don't know that. I just know that there were signs of inconsistency at Wake, and then it dovetailed into SC and carried over into Ball State. But you know, they were all different all different scenarios. And the SC was the rush defense, and then our inability on third down to make plays and manageable third downs. I think that's the thing that frustrates us the most, is that we're in position to make plays and to move the chains, and we're not doing that on third down. Third and two, third and three, third and four. And that's frustrating. It'd be different if you were just getting clocked and you were lining up 8 to 12 times a game and third and 8 or third and 10 and more, but that's not the case. So I think some of that goes back there, Steve, to answer your question. Yeah. Just, you know, how much, I don't know. I couldn't put a finger on it.
Bill, is this team missing something, like it's hitting them out first as far as toughness to react to it?
I think we have tough kids. You know, to strap it on and play in this game, you've got to be tough. Anybody that buckles their chin strap and goes on that field is a tough individual. It's a tough game. It's a hard game. It's a tough game. And it's our responsibility to prepare to the best of our ability to go out and perform. And that quite hasn't happened, and that's the disappointment that we have as a staff.
What do you do now with these guys? How do you treat them?
I think you treat them as young adults. You know, they've got responsibilities as we do, and you keep challenging them, and you keep going back to what inspires them. And we did everything we could motivationally to take that point in their play or their inspiration. We did everything to try to get this team to perform well today. Through the week, through their preparation of coming into the game on Thursday and Friday, we're doing everything we possibly can.
So if you did everything, why do you think you can do it? Why do you think it's
fair? Well, because that's a part of life, is believing. And you've got to believe. You just have to believe that as a coach, and coaching young men, you've got to keep hope alive for those kids. I think you can't walk away from them and point fingers and blame and do anything like that. We're all in it together. They understand that. They're hurt more than anybody. They're embarrassed and they really hurt. Those kids in that room I just left, they're gutted. And they are seriously, mentally, emotionally, physically, they're gutted. They are sick. And, we want the best for them. It's not like we're not trying to have the best for them, give them the best plan or the best preparation. It's just things happen, and that's our responsibility to make sure it doesn't happen again. So we're going to just keep going back, keep coaching them.
How far away does this team feel compared to the Wake Forest win, the team that scrapped out a win there? It kind of seems night and day right now.
Well, confidence is a fine line. And I just think making plays and getting into that rhythm and getting on a cycle is so huge. And anything can happen. Who knows? Who knows how this thing is going to turn out? But anything can happen, and I can't answer that question from the aspect of, since Wake Forest, I don't know, we've had some good play, we've done some good things, and we just haven't been consistent enough throughout the last couple of games, that's for certain.
What do you say at halftime when it's 38-0 in a locker room like that?
Well, I just grabbed them all. That was the first thing I did, Brian. I just grabbed them all and just told them to quit pressing. You could feel it out there, that they're trying so hard to do some things, and it just felt that we're just a little tight, a little pressing. We couldn't make some plays. I just told us, relax. Don't worry about the scoreboard. I got the board, and you guys go out and play. Just play as hard as you can. Don't worry about a thing. And I thought they responded pretty well coming out in the second half.
Did Tom Osborne, Randy, the other 97 national championship guys, speak to the team last day or so?
Yeah, Coach Osborne spoke to the team on Friday afternoon, yesterday afternoon. Oh, he had a great message. I would leave that to him to talk to if he feels. I can't speak for him in this regard, but he did a great job. We asked him prior to the Missouri game to come in and talk to our team, and he was very welcoming, and he was excellent in front of our players. He had a great message for him, and I think it was just great for our team to hear Coach and hear him speak and hear his message, but I thought it was very well done.
That was before this game? And, but not before Missouri, it was before this game?
Before this game, I had asked him to come in prior to the Missouri game, to come in and talk to our team. So we extended that invitation earlier than this game. So we were excited about having him here.
I was going to say, have you always felt like you had his support?
Pardon me?
Have you always felt like you had his support?
I never asked him that question, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he has a lot of pride, as does the championship team in this program, and they... Again, I congratulate them every time I'm up here, and I refer to that team. They're a great team, and they should be congratulatory and celebrated. They did a great job. I think they had one of the most unbelievable runs in college football history. It's just unfortunate that we couldn't celebrate with them today and win in their honor, but it was tough.
I think you mentioned that in the last one. So you didn't feel like it was going to go hiring and firing people, and then cause had your full support. How much longer can you afford to be patient with playing like this?
Well, we're going to just keep working, And there's like I said, we're focused on the next game. We're going to get prepared to get ready for an A&M game, an A&M team that's pretty good. But we got a lot of work to do, and I know our guys are challenged, and they feel terrible about it, and they're going to do everything in their power, to come back and compete next week.
Would you make a staffing change in the middle of the season?
No, I would not.
Thank you, Coach.